This podcast replay is brought to you by EJDConstruction.com. Call Eric at EJD Construction at 305-433-4843. They do it all, residential or commercial. EJDConstruction.com is the custom home builder and general contractor you can trust. 305-433-4843. Julian says, Big O, Dable's resume before Buffalo is not good, to say the least. With bottom 10 offenses everywhere he went, are you just worried that he's just the latest prisoner of the moment hire? Well, Julian, what top 10 offense did he have in those combinations? So let's go over it, Julian. So the Dolphins in 2011, were they top 10 talent on offense? Browns in 09 and 10. You want me to go back? Let's entertain Lazy Julian's comments here, you know, because I love how, again, my man wants chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, right? So, you know, it's funny. So he's part of crappy teams, right? And a guy like Julian points out that he didn't have great success with those teams, right? But then when he actually is given a good offense and he developed a quarterback that couldn't hit the side of a barn, because I watched it at the Senior Bowl going, wow, Josh Allen is terrible. So he's turned him into a Pro Bowl quarterback, and Julian doesn't want to give him credit. Okay, so Julian now, you know, let's see, Julian. Julian might end up learning something about this show. He probably is new and... So 09 and 10, right? Let's see. Mangini was the coordinator. The Browns. Colt McCoy was your quarterback. Top 10, right, Julian? Peyton Hillis, who could never stay healthy, but that year he had 1,100 yards. Okay. Josh Cribbs. 66 yards receiving. My God, this is terrible. Josh Cribbs, Seneca Wallace, Lawrence Vickers, James Davis, Chancey Stuckey. Oh, Ben Watson was there. He had 700 yards. Mohad Masakwai, a whole 400 yards. Chancey Stuckey had 300. Brian Robiskie, 300. Evan Moore. Does that sound like a top 10 offense that Brian Dable is supposed to make? Just wondering, Julie. Let's go with the Dolphins of 11, right? Let's, you know, because Julian, you know, Julian has Brian Dable coaching, you know, Pro Bowlers, so he should have a top 10 offense, you know? So let's go to the Miami Dolphins offense. Went 6-10 in 2011. And they got Matt Moore at quarterback, who went 6-6, complete record that year. Chad Henne was 0-4. Matt Moore, Chad Henne, Julian, top 10 offense, right? Reggie Bush, who was used as a running back that year, because, you know, the late Sperano thought that was a really good idea. And the great Daniel Thomas, my man, okay? And then you had Lex Hilliard in there, too. And Devon Bess. Oh, Brandon Marshall was there. He did have 1,200 yards, and Brian Hartline, and Clyde Gates. Everybody remember the great Clyde Gates? Anthony Fasano? Oh, yeah. That's top 10, bro. My man blames Dable. Because he's got to coach dog crap. So when he gets to coach something good and he turns it into something really good, he doesn't get any credit either. Julian. Buddy, when you bring it on the show, bring it, because you might get exposed. Julian, is Big O implying that our offense right now is more like Buffalo or those teams he coached? Julian, I can see why you're not very smart, my brother. I never said that. I just answered your dumb comment that he didn't have any top 10 offenses when he never coached any top 10 talent to have top 10 offenses. But you expect Dable to make chicken salad out of chicken crap. Okay? All I'm saying is he's a good coach. And he's proven that he's a good coach over time. And he did a great job in Buffalo because he's not only done a great job with the offense, but he's developed a quarterback. That's huge. So he's actually passed several tests overall. And Brian Daboll will not be able to make this top 10 if he's not able to get an offensive line, an offensive line coach, and a running game. So that'll be his job along with Chris Greer. And I'm sure he knows that. And again, for those of you just tuning in, I'm hearing Daboll is like the leading candidate for miles and miles and miles. That's what I'm hearing. Like, that's like the clubhouse favorite in that building. They really want Brian Daboll.